You are listening to the Home Base Travel Agent Show, brought to you by Barry Kantz and Laureen Romero. This is show number 320 for May 13th, 2012. And I want to welcome you to the show. I'm Barry Kantz, your host for the Home Base Travel Agent Show, along with Laureen Romero. And I want to wish everybody a happy Mother's Day. And I hope you all had a very special day with your family today. I know I did, and probably ate too much. I just got that blah feeling. I know you all know what I'm talking about. You overeat, have too many carbs or whatever, and you just, you feel like going home and taking a nap, and that's exactly what I did. But it's a great day here in Michigan, and the sun's shining, and gosh, I should have been outside taking a nap. Anyhow, welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And the music that you're listening to here in the show, if I can talk here, I'm still talking through a little bit of sleepiness, I guess. The music you're listening to is Grass Cutter, appropriate for this time of year. And it's by Kerry Chandler, and it's from the House Legends, Kerry Chandler. And the Home Base Travel Agent Show, we're an affiliate member of the National Association of Career Travel Agents, otherwise known as NACTA. And NACTA, earlier this year, recognized us as a valuable resource for the travel trade community, and as a result, made us an affiliate member, so we really appreciate that. And I want to let you know that I also appreciate you for listening and subscribing. If you're doing that, you can subscribe on iTunes and get the show once a month, usually, whenever it's produced. Sometimes we do it more than once a month, but whenever there's a special guest and we need to get another show out as a result, we will do that. Now you can find the Home Base Travel Agent Show on Facebook, and you just go over to Facebook at www.facebook.com/HBTAS, and that stands for Home Base Travel Agent Show, so it's facebook.com/HBTAS, and go over there and give us a like. We have quite a few people over there liking us, and the more the better. And you know, I get so many likes on Facebook, I get some special information as a result. If I get over a certain number of likes, Facebook opens up some statistics that I can look at. So there's an incentive for me to have you go over and like it. So I'd appreciate it that if you did. Also, you can find the show, our main website, at hometravelagent.net. So if you're picking us up through iTunes and not through the main website, you can go to hometravelagent.net and you'll find many of the past shows there in the archive section and all the show notes. And you can actually listen to the show right there on the homepage for the show at hometravelagent.net. Well, coming up in the show today, we have a guest, and our guest is going to talk about 1,000 or more properties that you can use and put in your inventory to increase and maximize your profits. Plus, there's a great training program offered through this company, and we'll let the person introduce the company. He can do a better job than I can. A great training program that will not only help you learn about these properties, but it has several modules in it that will help you increase your sales, maximize your profits, and there's even a module in there on time management to help you out with other things that will add to your bottom line. So, you know, you don't want to miss this show. You want to tune in, and we'll be coming up on that here in under a minute. And I want to give a shout out to the Blueberry Network. You can go over to the Blueberry Network at BLUBRRY. That's Blueberry without the B's. That's at blueberry.com. And check out all the fine shows over there. There's many travel shows there. And the Home Base Travel Agent Show is also listed on the Blueberry Network. So give that a try. If you're looking for other shows, other podcasts, other video casts, the Blueberry Network is a great place to go. So with that, what I want to do, and without further ado, get into the Home Base Travel Agent Show co-hosted segment with Laureen Romero and our special guest. So we will do that right now. So here we go. Well, welcome to the co-hosted segment of the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and Laureen Romero is here with us as usual, and it's always great to have Laureen here with us, and she's very instrumental in setting up the interviews and the guests for our show, and I have to thank Laureen for that. She does a wonderful job. She's a great networker, if that's a word. I don't know. But anyhow, we do have a guest tonight, and I want to let Lorraine introduce our guest. So take it away, Lorraine.
Oh, Barry, you're so sweet. Somebody called me a camel trader once, just that I can do this and motivate that. So I think what you're saying is a compliment. So thank you. My drive for this podcast is to be able to get the top tiered suppliers on board to be able to talk about what they have to offer. And we have been so fortunate over the last 6 years to be able to get top-notch people. And tonight we have a guest who's returning. He's awesome. Got a great accent. Chris, I love your accent. Has lots and lots of valuable information. And the reason that we asked him to come back on is because he is the vice president of the Starwood program and the education program. And my thing is to be able to get our listeners to have the best education possible about products so that they can qualify their clients properly. And so on the show, we have Chris Austin from Starwood Hotels and Resorts. And it's a worldwide program. He's going to talk a little bit about himself, a little bit about what StarwoodPro.com offers to travel agents and what they do and provide for agents to get the best education. Chris, welcome back onto the show.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with you and Barry. Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity of being able to talk to, obviously, our very valued travel professional partners, of which Starwood works hard each and every day to earn their loyalty. Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
You're welcome. Glad to have you back. So tell our audience about the educational program, what they need to do to get it set up, go forward, maybe what some of the benefits are when they complete modules and are able to be able to qualify their agent or their client, excuse me.
No, absolutely. Well, thank you. Maybe I should actually just actually answer maybe a question you posed me, which was you said I have a good accent. So maybe your listeners are actually wondering where the accent's from. Mm-hmm. I'm actually British. I'm not Australian. However, when I'm accused of being Australian, I have no worries about that. But I am British, born in Warwickshire, in the heart of England. Beautiful place, of course, and now have the absolute pleasure of working in the United States. Actually, I live in Miami, and I am responsible not only for our travel professional learning and development educational program, but actually for the entire global strategy and support that we give to our retail travel professional partners. So I do appreciate the opportunity of obviously being able to give you an update to those that listened on the last podcast and to those who are new, obviously it's a pleasure to have you joining us today. Starwood is completely committed to the continuing education of our travel professional partners. And basically, we built Starwood Pro website, www.starwoodpro.com, to basically deliver very relevant and valuable information to, obviously, our travel professional partners. And at the heart of StarwoodPro.com is our education, learning, and development tool, which is actually called Pro Learning. So you access the Pro Learning simply by going to StarwoodPro.com. You'll see on the top navigation bar a block there that says Pro Learning. Click on it, and it'll actually take you to the home page of Pro Learning. That's where you actually log in. You actually don't need to log in for any other part of Starwood Pro at all, only our Pro Learning modules. And we actually created a login for these pages on the recommendation of our travel professional partners. It's basically because we do reward our travel professional partners with a excellent suite of benefits once they've graduated through. And we did receive the recommendation that those benefits need to be kept for our loyal travel professionals who do undertake education to obviously further their career and the ability to match the right customers with the right brands, etc. So there's a short sort of setup just to create a password, complete a short profile. I do actually encourage all of our travel professionals to accept to receive our electronic newsletters. You know, I'm a great believer that education continues and never really stops. And obviously in our newsletters, we are announcing new hotels, developments, refurbishments of projects, of properties, etc. You know, maybe special offers that we've got, etc. And of course, you know, very relevant information for our professionals. So I encourage everybody to accept to receive those newsletters. Once you're in, you'll see the very first module in Pro Learning, which is called Loyalty and Brands. And actually, our Loyalty and Brands first module is a multimedia learning experience. It's, you're going to see a lot of visuals. You'll have the chance to watch some video. And in fact, you'll have the opportunity to download from our Starra Pro Learning Concierge some great reference materials as well. The whole program is designed to help travel professionals better understand and experience our 9 world-class brands. Those brands, of course, include St. Regis, the Luxury Collection, and W Hotels. These actually are our 3 luxury brands. And in fact, we have 150 hotels across those 3 luxury brands. That makes Starra the largest operator of luxury hotels in the world. And of course, the hotels within those brands are really quite different. A St. Regis is very different to a Luxury Collection and to a W. Of course, W's tend to be quite cool, hip and trendy. Luxury Collections certainly are more indigenous and deliver certainly a more localized, exceptional experience. And St. Regis, you know, St. Regis was built off the legacy of John Jacob Astor, with the first St. Regis opening in New York in 1908. And we believe that we're delivering a modern form of luxury now as we expand our St. Regis hotels around the world. In fact, we just opened our 30th St. Regis with the opening of the St. Regis Bell Harbor Resort in Bell Harbor Village, North Miami Beach. And it truly is an exceptional luxury property, delivering a truly bespoke luxury experience for obviously luxury customers around the world. So we have our 3 luxury brands. We have then our 3 upscale brands, which I'm sure many of you listening could actually name these brands, Sheraton, Westin, and Le Méridien. And then we have our 3 select serve brands, also sometimes referenced as our mid-scale brands. And those brands include 4 Points, Aloft, and Element. In fact, Aloft Hotels was designed by Starwood literally from the ground up. It's been the fastest ever launch of a new hotel brand in the hotel industry's history, actually. So we have now over 55 Aloft hotels globally, and you'll see many more Aloft hotels opening around the world as well. So obviously, by going in and doing our Loyalty and Brand Module 1 training, you gain a lot more information about these brands than I've just been able to convey in the last couple of minutes to you. You know, the course takes approximately 1 hour, but it's a very intuitive learning experience. You can stop and start. You could actually return the next day. You could actually return the next week or the next month. But you could obviously do it, you know, in your lunch times or in your time after work, at home, in the office. Whatever, basically. Very intuitive learning experience. We actually recommend, as you do this first module, to have a pen and paper available. Because as we go through each of Starwood's brands, we like to sort of suggest, write down a customer or 3 customers that you actually have that match the brand. Or at least for a trip persona that customer is doing, write down the brand for that particular trip persona. What do I mean by trip personas? I mean that I could be taking a trip, obviously, with my family, and I'd want a specific hotel, maybe the Westin. I could be going on an anniversary weekend. Therefore, maybe I want a St. Regis. Or I could be, you know, celebrating that I just got a great bonus and I'm going to, you know, really go out and party and I want the W. So, you know, customers can experience different brands at different times of their year because their trip, the reason for doing the trip persona differs. And we teach these sort of rules within our loyalty and brands first module. Now, of course, I said it's loyalty and brands. So at Starwood, we don't believe that we want to always just talk about ourselves. We want to actually impart some great learnings, because earning your customers' loyalty beyond reason is your number one goal. Basically, returning customers are your best customers. Obviously, the marketing that you have to do, the dollars you have to spend to get a returning customer opposed to a new customer, are considerably lower. And we believe that obviously earning loyalty of your customers, we earning your loyalty of the travel professionals, is critical. And so we obviously offer some insights, information, and education around the loyalty aspect as well. But ultimately, the entire first module is designed to improve your profit performance and deepen your customer relationships. And some of you may say, well, why would that be? And it's quite simply, when you match the right customer with the right brand, you're going to exceed their expectations. So, you know, if we did send that right customer to the St. Regis or to the Westin, because the hotel experience is perhaps, you know, meeting and hopefully, you know, exceeding their expectations, they're going to really give you credit for sending them to that hotel and knowing exactly what they like, you know, for when they're on their personal leisure travel, or even on occasions, obviously, for their work, etc. So a great module, as I say, very, very valuable and very, very intuitive. Now, we actually have developed several more modules in our core curriculum. So once you've actually graduated from that module and you log back into the ProLearning site, you'll see some more courses appear. Module 2 is about strategies for success. And this course is actually designed to help travel professionals create new strategies to grow your business. It means increasing sales, means increasing customer satisfaction, growing your business each and every day, etc. The third module is actually sharpen your sales cycle. And this is where we actually take some learning and the strategies that we were created in the module 2 and actually put these into practice. And the course presents how to be everywhere where your customers actually are, how to increase the number of your customers, how to identify customers' real needs and desires, how to generate more sales from each individual customer that you have, et cetera. Really very, very compelling. And our fourth core module is called Managing Customer Expectations. Now, this is actually critical, because sometimes everybody says, time management is really important, but we've done courses on time management. In fact, we flipped time management sort of upside down, creating this module, because managing customer expectations, in a sense, is time management. It teaches some little tricks of the trade where you can obviously, again, surpass customer expectations, but you can also manage your time through managing your customers' expectations. And I'm just going to sow that seed, and I really encourage everybody to actually take this fourth module in our ProLearning series if you haven't done so already. We also actually have developed a destination module, which has certain chapters now presenting destinations where Starwood has significant presence with our hotels and resorts. And in our destination module, we're currently presenting 7 destinations, and these destinations include Hawaii, the Caribbean, Mexico, the Maldives, Fiji, Bali, and Hanana Island, also sometimes called Sanya, which is actually in China, often referred to as the Hawaii of China. And I'm sure all of you know how significant the growth is actually in the hotel industry in China, and we wanted to focus on China and this specific region, because incredibly, Starwood has 7 hotels already open. By the end of August this year, we'll open 2 more, and by the end of 2013, we'll actually have 14 hotels in this location. Now, if Starwood does I guarantee you that many of our competitors will as well. And I think it's a very interesting destination to obviously combine with the cities such as Beijing, Shanghai, Xi'an, etc., which are obviously frequented by travelers today when they visit visit China. No better way to actually learn about these destinations than through our Starwood Destination Training. We actually teach the art of storytelling, which converts to story selling. Each and every one of us every day tells stories. And we've actually created these modules to give you really a script that you tailor-make yourselves. And it really teaches you, some great tricks to be able to convert some customers who are obviously asking you for recommendation, for advice on which destination to go to. And I'm sure you're all nodding at the moment because, you know, as I say, we tell stories all the time. And telling stories about a destination, I'm not saying make up sort of fibs and lies. If somebody says, have you been to Bali, and you haven't, I suggest that you don't say yes. But you could say, well, I've done some great research, and I know some people who have been there. And actually, let me tell you about what I know about Bali. And that's where you can use the scripts that you actually generate yourselves within these Starwood Destinational modules. Very compelling, very useful Starwood Destination training. And of course, we do go into detail about the destination, but we also go into detail about the hotels as well. You weave this all together to create that compelling story. And actually, I think you're going to be the first to know that we're actually also working on a module on Macau, which is the Las Vegas of Asia. We're also working on a module on Greece, and we'll be working on other destination modules as well and delivering those to our Starwood Pro graduates. And I'm going to actually share with you that we're working on a fifth core module for Pro Learning, and that module is all going to be about upselling. It's going to teach and share some great insights into how you can, again, increase your revenues by upselling. Upselling could mean that you add pre- and post-hotel accommodations to a cruise. Upselling could mean making sure a customer is going to book a ocean view category opposed to a garden view. Upselling could mean putting them in the club level of a Sheraton when they're on a business trip because they'll get more space for work, et cetera, and added value benefits. It could mean taking full advantage of hotel programs if you're members of consortia and leveraging those added value amenities that you have available to you if you book the hotels within your consortia luxury and leisure hotel programs. And actually, there's a long list of other things that we'll be conveying in that module. But I hope I just whetted the appetite there a little bit. And as I say, you're the first to know, actually, that Starwood's working on an additional module to our Pro Learning current curriculum. The last thing I'd like to say, actually, about the curriculum is that Starwood hasn't developed these modules sort of in an ivory tower. We actually have two very, very solid advisory boards, a leisure advisory board and a luxury advisory board. Our travel professionals, our retail frontline sellers, owners, managers are actively participating on these advisory boards and have really given us some very, very meaningful direction to build valuable and relevant educational learning modules for our travel professional partners. And I think with their guidance and some of our insights as well, we actually have created a robust curriculum that I encourage all of you to go through and become Starwood Pros. Now, you may be asking me next, and so I'm just going to jump into this. So what's the suite of benefits that we give once you're through that very first module, loyalty and brands? Well, once you've graduated through that, you get access actually to a benefit center. One of the most important benefits we believe that we're giving to you is access to the Star Pro rate. The StarPro rate is actually the lowest rate that we deliver to our travel professional partners. It allows your education to continue by experiencing our hotels' resorts around the world firsthand. StarPro rates actually start from $69 and actually work their way up. There's actually a very intuitive booking link that you have to log back into the ProLearning website. That's why it's password protected again, because you recommended we keep the benefit only for our graduates who have gone through the training. You'll see book the StarPro rate link. You click on it, and then basically you search by location, add dates, etc. If your date doesn't come up, you can actually use an intuitive booking calendar, which shows through simple colors what days of the week the StarPro rate's open and which days it isn't. And therefore, you could adjust your stay, your travel dates to obviously when the hotel has availability. The great thing is Starwood has often more than one hotel in a given location. And therefore, if one property in a specific brand isn't offering the rate, I'm sure another property will. And last year, we actually had a significant amount of support for our Starwood Pro and Star Pro Rate program. In fact, I'll just share with you. Last year, travel professionals used our Star Pro Rate benefit, booking $3 million in that rate plan for their own personal travel. So there's an awful lot of travel professionals traveling around the world, experiencing our hotels firsthand, being able to sell those hotels, then matching the right customer to the right brand. The other benefits in the benefit center include marketing materials. You can actually request a Starwood Pro PIN. You can download a email signature line, and you may say, well, why would I want to do that? But sharing with your customers that you are an expert in a buyer's brand such as Starwood, increasing your profile, as per se, through the collaboration with strong brands is actually a very smart thing to actually do. So again, you know, I ask you all to order those pins and wear them with pride and download the email signature line and use it on your emails. It'll of course tell your customers that you are embracing, you know, learning experiences. You're an expert in selling travel and obviously booking hotels as well. There's a number of other benefits included in the benefit center, but I'll let you discover all of those for yourself. And I want to thank all of you who already are Starwood Pros. Those who aren't, I encourage you to go through, and I encourage all of you to, of course, do all of the modules, including all of the seven current Starwood Destination modules as well.
Wow, that is wonderful, Chris. Thank you. You are able to take the entire program and condense it down. I'm like going, okay, I need to finish this program. So thank you so much, because you've just motivated me to move forward. I tend to, whenever possible, book my clients anyway, because the Westin and the Sheratons that I've experienced and I've sent clients to, they have reported back time and time again, book me there again. On Hawaii, right. I've done it several times. On Maui, here in Sonoma County, we have the Petaluma Sheraton, and I host an event every year. Barry, you actually stayed at that facility, the Petaluma Sheraton.
What I did sure you did. Think of it? Oh, it's a beautiful facility. It was very nice and comfortable.
Excellent.
Yeah, they're in great locations. And I have to tell you that I have contacted managers directly of the facility to, you know, support my customers. And they always get back. They're always kind and generous and responsive and treat my clients as their own VIP. So
That's great. That's great. And sorry, I didn't mean to interject. I wanted to say, if anybody ever emails any of our general managers or our sales associates and they don't receive an email back, you can have my email address, which is chris.austin. So that's chris.austin@starwoodhotels, all one word with an S on the end, .com. You can email me and I guarantee I'll answer your email wherever I am in the world and make sure that we're followed on your request. The reason I say this is we understand travel professionals have a choice, and we're really very, very grateful, right up to Fritz Van Passion, our CEO, that you, when you bestow your important customers to Starwood, obviously there is an expectation, and we want to obviously exceed those expectations and continue to build your trust and your loyalty. If I may as well, you mentioned about bookings, and in fact, one of the things we created in our Starwood Pro program is, again, a booking engine. You know, we work very, very well with NACTA, and of course, really try to deliver tools to support the at-home travel professional, as well as obviously all the travel professionals who are still working out of, you know, offices, etc. But actually, on StarwoodPro.com, there is a booking engine, and it's easy to use. You just put in your credentials. Starwood actually accepts all travel professional credentials. We don't discriminate at all. And we pay a full 10% commission without any fees being deducted. So when you book a Starwood hotel, you will receive your full 10% commission. I ask you to cautiously think who you book in the future from a hotel perspective, because many of the competitors that you could name today, competitors of Starwood, deduct fees, which means you don't receive a full 10%. You receive a little bit less. And my mother always used to teach me, and I'm English, so the expression was, if you count the pennies, they make the pounds. I think it can translate into any language, and I think we can all understand that. But obviously, if you prefer to book through the GDS, we're very well represented across all the major GDSs. If you prefer to talk to somebody live, we have our call centers. You can actually click to call even off our Starwood Pro website. You could be halfway through a booking on the web and actually feel you want some help, click the call button, and actually somebody would be calling you back after you've entered in a little bit of information. They would be calling you back within seconds if you wish. And if you want to book our hotels through our tour operator wholesale partners, then that's obviously fine also. We have great relationships with our tour operator wholesalers, with many of the cruise lines as well. So really, booking Starwood, we hopefully like to think it's easy, and that's part of our goal. We want to be easy to do business with, and give you a lot of reasons for obviously supporting Starwood. And our 1,103 hotels around the world across 9 world-class brands.
Wow. Well, thank you, Chris. I know you have a grand opening to attend, a party, I'm sure, and we want to be able to let you go to be able to go wear that other hat tonight. So thank you again for being on the show. Also, you'd mentioned partnering with NACTA. I have been bestowed many of your lodgings because of your partnership with NACTA when I am on NACTA FAM. So thank
Fantastic.
You again for doing that. That's wonderful.
No, we're delighted.
Barry, if the listeners want to reach you, what's a good way to email you or find you on Facebook?
Well, they can email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, and on Facebook, it's facebook.com/HBTAS. The HBTAS stands for Home Based Travel Agent Show. And Lorraine?
I can be reached at sharptongued@mac.com, and that's sharptongued@mac.com. I can also be found on Facebook under Lorraine R, and that's L-O-R-E-N-E-R. Chris, how can people reach you? And if you could give the Starwood Pro URL one more time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much indeed. And thanks everybody for listening. It's www.starwoodpro.com. And then, of course, click on Pro Learning to launch our learning and educational program. If you want to reach me, it's chris.austin@starwoodhotels.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you, gentlemen. I hope you have a good evening, Chris and Barry. We will connect very soon.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Thanks, Lorraine.
Thanks.
Well, thank you, Chris, and thank you, Lorraine, for bringing us our special guests here to the show. We really appreciate it. And thank you, Chris Austin, for representing Starwood and telling us about their fine educational programs for travel professionals. So with that, I want to wrap up the show today and close with another round of wishing you a happy Mother's Day, everybody. And I know you're traveling. A lot of people are traveling today. I hope everybody travels safe and stays healthy. And we will be back here in a few weeks to bring you the Home Base Travel Agent Show once again. So take care, everybody. Bye-bye.